Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanksgiving Eve, the day before we sit down to give thanks and praise our Lord, our God, and we share with our families a day of thanksgiving. I had a thought about this day that we celebrate Thanksgiving. These readings that we had tonight, especially the psalm from Psalm 65, by awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation. Why should he? The thought I had about Thanksgiving was, you know what, you could really put yourself in God's shoes. Think about it from his perspective. Think about all that you know about God our Lord, our Heavenly Father. Think about all that we know of him, all that he's told us in his holy word. The creation. Why did he make this creation? Why did he create the heavens and the earth and all the animals and all the plants and everything that's therein? Why did he do that? He knew he was going to make man. Speaking of which, why did he do that? He knew what we were going to be like. So then he had to come up with rules. He had to come up with the commandments for us. Because he knew what we would be like. And all throughout history, all throughout the Old Testament, even with the sending of his own son, Jesus Christ, to be born, to live and die a death that we deserved, rising again on the third day and ascending into heaven. Why would you do that? You know, John 3:16 tells us why, quite easily, very simply. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world. It's what the whole Bible is all about, isn't it? It's what the commandments are all about. The first table of the commandments are all about the love God has for us and the love we should have for God. And the other seven commandments are about what? The love that we should have for our neighbor, that we should care for them. So everything, all the commandments are wrapped up in love. All of the creation, all that God has made, is all wrapped up in one word, in love. And how do we treat him? How do we respond? Not very nicely. You know, in these readings we heard tonight, especially Deuteronomy, the Old Testament, you take the first fruit of the ground. You don't wait until, you know, let's see what we got left over and we'll give that to the Lord. No. You gave the first fruits to the Lord. And then in the epistle, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. How's that possible? Well, that's what God's going to give according to your giving. And the gospel. Oh my goodness. About possessions. We're so thankful this Thanksgiving for all that God has given us. And what has God given us? We call it our possessions. These are our things. No, they're not. They're God's things. You name it, you name anything that you can come up with, and we can narrow it down to being a gift from God. Even the gasoline that runs our cars comes from animals and trees that passed away a long time ago. So everything has come from as a gift from God. And what shall we do with it? We build a bigger house. We get more stuff. We need more place to put all that we have. And we're thankful for that. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing at all wrong with having a bigger, fancier house. We just downsized. We went the other way. We still have boxes. We still have boxes of stuff. I just moved some the other day. I just moved some boxes from one place to another. I don't know what was in them. It was stuff. But I'm thankful that we have that stuff. And then in the gospel, that man that's built a bigger house, built bigger barns to store up more of his grains. Yeah, I'm going to kick back. I got enough now. I'm going to take it easy. Let's relax. Because, you know, the old relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But he didn't get to the last part of that where eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die. Because that's what God said to him, you fool. This night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, huh? Whose will they be? God has made a covenant with us. He's made a promise with us. And another word that we've used for these promises of God are what? A testament. His first testament was to take care of his people, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. The New Testament is what? The new covenant God has made with us of his son, Jesus Christ, having come into the world and died the death to save mankind. God has made a promise with us. And how do we treat I just point out the overflowing pews we have this evening. We give thanksgiving to God, the giver of every gift, everything that we have. So put yourself in God's shoes. Why would you give all this stuff to these people? You know how they're going to treat you. And yet he tells us to do the very same thing with our neighbor. We're to give to our neighbor, we're to give to others without expectation of a return. That's what God does. He loves us so much that he gives, and he gives. And he gives some more. And we're thankful that he has given us so much. We're thankful that he's given us all the stuff. But we're thankful that he's given us our families. But most of all, we're thankful that he's given us his son, Jesus Christ, so that we too can live forever in the joy of the resurrection that our Lord has given us. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.